Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Nina Rose Hatfield, Acting Director of the Bureau of Land Management in the U.S. Department of Interior. Well, Nina, we know that the BLM has done extensive work tracking employee and customer satisfaction. Could you tell us more about this?
Certainly, Paul. This is an area that I think is so critical to a modern organization really doing well. And so we have been very aggressive in terms of trying to begin to gather some data about how our customers feel about our delivery of services. And let me tell you, the first time that we met with our contractor in terms of beginning to try to put together some surveying techniques and instruments, our contractor dealt with like American Express and agencies that had sort of one or two focuses. And when he started hearing about the breadth of customers that BLM had, you know, he just got wider and wider. He was about ready to pass out on us. And that was our first problem, was even trying to identify customer segments in a way that we could begin to gather information. So we've done that, and we are on sort of a cycle of every 2 years trying to survey both our employees and major customer segments. And you know, what we've discovered is that the information we find out about our employees obviously has a very direct impact on how that our external customers feel about the organization. And so, quite frankly, we've probably done as much work or anything in terms of trying to work with our employees almost as much as we have with our external customers. And we've gone through three cycles now, and what we discovered in the middle cycle with the middle survey was that the employee satisfaction had actually fallen. And so that was very distressful to the executive leadership team. And so we went in and we've done some things in terms of trying to deal with communication. One of the things that was interesting about that survey is during the period of time that BLM was downsizing was that our employees were telling us that, you know, they didn't feel like they had enough management to deal with it. You know, they didn't get enough day-to-day conversation with their managers. And so we've gone back and we've actually increased some management level that we hadn't had before or had taken away. We discovered just the overwhelming frustration for our employees was trying to deal with these different programs in an era in which the Bureau had had very static budgets. So we were very aggressive in trying to begin to explain to Congress, OMB, and the department about our budgetary needs, and that's been helped somewhat in the past couple of years, and I think in the upcoming budget. And then we also looked at the fact that our employees were telling us that our managers needed some more skills, and so we've reinstituted some training programs for employees and for managers in the Bureau. Actually, we made about a $2 million investment to start some things up again. And as a result of that, the next survey showed that our employee satisfaction had gone up. Now, it's clearly not where we wish it would be, and we're still working on that. But we take the information, and we're trying to do action state by state, office by office, and nationally to try to respond to that. On the external customer level, we have a series of comment cards that we try to use so that if you're on one of our recreation sites, you might get a comment card. If you are interacting with an employee at a state office, you get a comment card. We have public information offices. We give our customers comment cards. And that comment card actually allows us to get very localized information. And generally speaking, you know, the people who respond are very positive toward the interaction they've had with the BLM employee. But sometimes you find that they're not very happy because we didn't have enough restrooms on a recreation site. An employee wasn't able to provide them some information they wanted. And so we use those comment cards on a local level to try to deal with those kinds of issues. Nationally, we have taken the comment cards and tried to address some things like, you know, our customers are telling us that they want more access to our programs over the Internet. And so we've been very aggressive there. For instance, with a number of other federal agencies, we've organized and entered into recreation.gov. And from that site, people can go on the Internet, find out where our camping areas are, when they're open, if they can make reservations, how much it's going to cost, all that kind of information. We have another site called GLO.gov. and that deals with government land office records. We're the holder of the government's land records. And so if you had a Revolutionary soldier who got a land patent from Thomas Jefferson as a reward for having served in the war, we're the ones that have those records. And so they're really very interesting records. And the genealogists, people interested in genealogy, have discovered that website. And we have had over 100 million hits on that one website alone. And so that's, you know, a good use of technology, also responding to customer. Oil and gas customers can get their permits over it. We do wild horse and burro adoptions over the Internet, all kinds of things like that. Our wild horse and burro adoptees suggested some things in terms of when they wanted to see the horses for adoptions, the hours that were more convenient to them. And so we've made adjustments in our adoption process as a result of that customer information. I'll be the first to tell you, I think we have a lot more to do in this area in terms of using the information, but we certainly are systematically gathering it, and we're trying to incorporate it into the way we set our goals and the way we deliver our services.
We mentioned technology, and I'd like to follow up by asking about technology. What's the Almer system?
Well, we don't have an Almer system. What Almer's was intended to do was to provide our employees modern access to lands records, and then also we were hoping to add some data about the natural resources on the land, a lot of things that Almer's was intended to do, and that was the first problem. The first vision of Almer's kept getting creep in terms of what we were expecting it to do. And so after about a 15-year odyssey and $65 million later, we had a system that when it was tested by our employees absolutely hated it. Matter of fact, one of the comments I saw from one of our employees said, "You can deploy this, but I'm not going to use it." And I looked at the specs for it, and it was actually slower than their legacy systems. And so I understood why that they didn't want to use it. So we made the decision that we just weren't going to deploy it. But it obviously caused a lot of attention from Congress and from GAO and the department, a lot of concern. And so I think that it put us in a situation of looking at where we were in terms of technology and what we wanted to do and needed to do. 2 years ago, we were at a stage of trying to come out of having decided not to deploy Almer's, but we had about 60 national systems that we were operating and maintaining, about 600 state systems that we were operating and maintaining. And these were all systems that didn't share data. They don't talk to each other. For example, if you came in and bought a Christmas tree from us, we'd put it into one system. If you got a permit from us, we'd put it in another system. None of those systems talked to our financial system. And so the data had to be re-entered maybe four or five times to get to where it ultimately was used. And so that's costing us a lot of money. And we really became avid believers in the Clinger-Cohen Act. And so we have a full-time CIO, the only one, chief information officer, the only one in Interior. And we've developed a bureau architecture. We've developed an investment strategy and put a board in place to oversee that investment strategy. And we're moving to create data standards that will be used across all of our systems. And our goal is to take our systems, go through and systematically retire them as we create more modern systems so that we will be in the situation of having fewer systems to operate and maintain. And I think that the overall result of that's going to be that we'll be able to move more money to actually doing work on the ground, and that's our goal. For me, it has two major impacts. One, the money that we can move to doing things on the ground, more riparian restoration, for example, than operating systems. And it will also help our employees be more efficient in terms of what they are doing. So that's the reason we're so aggressive in this area.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour in just a minute.